Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Katholena. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of the World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health expenditure has gone up considerably. The health of the world depends on how well we care for the most vulnerable. The Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges. India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable models.
Mr. Modi also extended his congratulations to the World Health Organization and all member states on the successful negotiations of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body Treaty. India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a public health problem by the World Health Organization at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive health care and commitment to ensuring health for all. On October the 8th last year, WHO declared that the government of India has eliminated trachoma as a public health problem. India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor will begin from today, with the first all-party delegation out of seven set to depart for four countries. The first delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the three delegations at Parliament House in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking to media after the briefing, Shiv Sena leader Shrikant Shinde said, "The way India has been fighting terrorism and dealing with Pakistan should be made known to the world."
जा रहे हैं किस प्रकार से भारत का स्टैंड पक्ष वहां पर रखना है और जिस तरीके से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से लड़ता है जिस तरीके से पाकिस्तान भारत पर हमले करता है टेररिज्म को बढ़ावा देने का काम कर रहा है अलग अलग टेररिस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को पनाह देने का काम कर रहा है पाकिस्तान जिस प्रकार से ये कारनामे इतने सालों तक कर रहा है और पूरी दुनिया को भी पता होना बहुत जरूरी है.
The Kohima Press Club, KPC, has strongly condemned the alleged harassment of journalists by security personnel at Gualtabi, Manipur, yesterday. The incident occurred while the journalists were en route to cover the inaugural function of the Shirui Lili Festival in Ukhrul. In a statement, the KPC expressed serious concern over repeated instances of journalists being harassed while on duty, stating that such actions undermine press freedom. The club extended solidarity with the media fraternity in Manipur, represented by the All Manipur Working Journalists Union and the Editors Guild Manipur. The KPC urged the Manipur state government to take swift action and ensure a safe and conducive environment for journalists to uphold the freedom of expression and the public's right to information. The Naga People's Front NPF Central Team, under the leadership of Party President Apom Pongonar, held consultative meetings yesterday with divisional office bearers of Zuneboto and Mogokchun. These meetings were part of the party's ongoing efforts to strengthen organizational coordination and grassroots engagement across Nagaland. In his address, President Apom Pongonar called for unity and proactive involvement of the workers in party activities, reaffirming the NPF's commitment to the aspirations of the Naga people. Reiterating the party's vision, Mr. Pongonar encouraged divisional leaders to continue strengthening the party's presence at the grassroots level. And government servants and individuals with family income exceeding 2.5 lakh rupees per annum who are holding priority households and Antyodaya Anna Yojana ration cards have been asked to surrender to their respective districts before 31st of this month. In a circular, the Directorate of Food and Civil Supplies Nagaland cautioned that non-compliance, if detected, will be dealt with as per provisions of the Act. The department further advised that individuals with annual income of 2.5 lakh rupees and above may instead apply for a general household ration card. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.